Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Felice Friesen is here. Felice is a seasoned television journalist, radio journalist, print journalist. She's the president and CEO of The Media Line, LTD, an American news agency specializing in coverage of the Middle East. And we're going to talk to her about what she's got going on over there and her organization, why it's different, why it's important, and some of the other important things that they're doing. Felice Friesen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, and it's a pleasure to be on, you know, with you today.
It's good to have you here, Felice. Thank you for joining me all the way from Jerusalem, ladies and gentlemen. She's joining us. So, Felice, The Media Line, tell us what you guys do.
Well, it's an American news agency that covers the region. That means Israel, the Palestinian territories, Syria when we can. Obviously, you know, there are issues in terms of danger zones. Right now, it's a matter of covering every side of a story. The big problem in the United States, as you know, Jim, is getting complete coverage, contextual coverage. And we have been doing this for almost two decades.
Right.
And we think it's vital for American interests.
So how do you differentiate yourself? How would you separate yourself from other organizations like Al Jazeera or any of the American networks that are over there covering it with their own locally based reporters?
You know, a lot of agencies today have political agendas, and it's sad to say that journalism has taken a very strange turn, particularly in the last decade, where people are really trying to understand what is journalism today. They don't even understand that journalism was created as checks and balances on government, that its existence was critical to what happens in any Congress or senatorial hearing. They don't understand today that you pick up the newspaper, it's not about your political agenda, it's about hearing all sides. So we really are dedicated to what that is. You see very little of that. And I think that what's interesting is that our readers are Jews, Christians, and Muslims. They're Republicans. They're independents. They're Democrats. It doesn't matter. The reality is that you need to be advised. You need to be able to get information and make your decision based on that.
Well, I'll tell you, Felice, I've come to the decision. I've been around a long time. I actually remember Edward R. Murrow. I remember Huntley and Brinkley and those guys, and you always wondered about their politics, but they never let it show. And in those days we had curious reporters, and reporters that would see something. It didn't matter who was doing what. If it was like a dog with a bone, they went after it, and they were equal opportunity reporters. They went after everyone. And today, I'm going to say that the single thing that worries me more about America's future, and maybe even the world, is not Russia or China or Syria or North Korea or anything like that. It's a lack of intellectual honesty by our media, and to some levels, a corrupt media. I think that's a greater danger to planet Earth than anything. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you implicitly. I have to say we've done a lot of research over the years in terms of these issues, and it really is troubling to see how it's only gotten worse. I think social media has positives and negatives, and I think that it played into the change of the course of where journalism has led.
Right.
The question is how to back that, how to, you know, take it back, how to really be able to bridge the two, the old school and the new school, so that you come up with a way that you have journalism leading. And I agree that if you don't have a free press that can operate properly the way journalism is supposed to, then we're in trouble.
Well, you know, because you can't leave the future of our country or our world to politicians. And if we don't have honest, curious, dogged reporting, keeping up politicians honest, then, you know, we might as well hang it up. What do you think?
So Jim, that was my next point. You know, imagine the story comes out that some politician uses, and it's a mistake, it's wrong information, and therefore the United States makes a decision, be it in Syria,
yeah,
or having to do with something with Russia right now, based on misinformation, then, yes, we're in a lot of trouble. So
yeah,
you have to, again, as I said, back up. And you've got to slow down. And I think what's really important is that the public understand what is journalism. How do you read newspapers? How do you read television? People don't understand that they take the print today and they'll see things without sources.
Yep.
They'll look at a story and it'll say at the bottom of the story that this was edited with or has attribution with another NGO. Well,
yeah,
then that is not a news story.
That's,
then it's an advertising.
The standards.
The
standards are out the window, it seems. And when I hear American experts and talk show hosts who ought to be reporting, you know, I mean, even if they have their own opinion, for them to say we're suspending all objectivity. I actually heard one say that. I'm suspending my objectivity. This is so horrible. This last election is so horrible, the results. I can't be objective, and yet he didn't resign. You know what I mean? If he can't be objective, I get it. I don't blame you for feeling that way, but you should resign at that moment.
You know, I think the country has lost sight of who they are, the honor of America,
right,
the fact that America has principles, the fact that America has a constitution, that press freedom and a true press was part of that.
But this is what you're trying to do with your
organization. They need to be trained. That's right. Young people need to be trained, and I think that there's a concerted effort in many universities to take political sides, which is not correct, right, particularly in the case of journalism.
Well, Felice, now people can find you online at themedialine.com.
.org. We're a nonprofit.
Okay, themedialine.org, so check that out.
Themedialine.org, Jim.
Okay, exactly. Can they get a feed from you? Can they go there and get feeds from you?
Absolutely, daily. Right. Mideast Daily News Blast they can sign up for. And, again, that's themedialine.org, and thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
And that's written by Michael Friedson for almost 18 years. It's read by the Who's Who on the Hill and media.
Hold on to that thought, Felice. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. When we come back, Felice and her organization are doing something. I think they're not just saying what they think. They're actually doing something about their idea about how to fix journalism, get it back to where it should be. And we'll talk about that after this break. I want you to know about it. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.